Mr. Apocalypse is coming. He is rising into view just like the sun. He's bringing living truth and bringing freedom. And a wake-up call designed for everyone. Might be the very thing you've been longing for, or it might be the very last thing on your mind. It could be something that you sent on ahead of you, or it could be something you left behind.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let's take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe, and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Ooh, yeah, welcome to the Saucer Pod. Hover time is not the same as hammer time, for what that's worth, and tonight we're hovering over the Pacific Ocean through a particular form of technology not available on Earth, but something we've long had on Sirius. I can see the yellow striations of radiation that spiderweb out from Fukushima, according to the movement of currents and the directions they move in. I wonder at the implications of it, and I wonder more at the resident instability of nuclear power plants all over the place, most of them guarded by Zog jackboots. Another radio show sitting here before me, unspoken, but in the process of being spoken. Not a great deal going on, except for some really bad weather in the Zionist-occupied territories. As usual, most people believe that nature is just an amalgam of various powers that manifest at predictable and unpredictable moments. These days, it's more on the line of unpredictable, and that would extend to human affairs as well. None of us knows when whatever it is that's coming is going to arrive. We can only prepare ourselves, but we should be preparing ourselves all the time anyway, shouldn't we? Does not death approach closer with each passing moment? Death is the liberator. That's what I call death. Death the liberator. Death is not absolute. It is predictable based on the usual course of human existence. The usual course that exists these days leads inevitably to death and nowhere else. This is how far off course civilization has gotten. But longevity of any great extent has not been available since long before the last disappearance of all history and the last cataclysm, and we're not even sure what form that took. We don't know much, do we? Yet never has individual and collective arrogance been as great as it is now, due to, as usual, self-interest and, in a larger sense, absurd nationalism based on paper-thin false presumptions. The world is rapidly approaching the official status of a lunatic asylum. To be sane in these times is not unlike being a stranger in a strange land. These are times of great trepidation and uncertainty, and one cannot expect to navigate them on one's own resources. Some of us are consciously aligned with the force of forces, and some of us have the good fortune to be in the good favor of the force of forces without, in all cases, being aware of this fact. And our circumstances for possession of this favorable state are based on other places and other times. It is to be presumed one will be made aware of what is what at some point. It can be distressing to those with compassionate hearts to see such a large mass of people, either unconscious or uncaring, of what is what, and to have all of their focus placed on what is not. It is a difficult thing to accept. Compassion screams at us that we must be able to do something, yet all our efforts, no matter how great they may be, meet with only minimal success. We cannot understand how the forces of evil and the trivial have such a wide and pervasive forum by which to reach such an enormous number of people, and we have only a very small vehicle through which to communicate. Even people like David Icke, who can speak before tens of thousands, has nowhere near the influence and reach of intelligence challenged rappers, balloon BOTUS talk show freaks, and venomous demagogues, speaking from podiums and pulpits across the world to a wide body of wide bodies whose idea of a good time is to drink, eat, and be comatose. It doesn't seem fair.
Excuse me.
Some of us would go to almost any length to awaken any portion of the sleeping masses, but neither medium nor mechanism seems to want to be put at our disposal. I wonder at my own passion to be of service. Am I willing to go to any length to help others? I don't act out in powerful ways to seek to grab the attention of the masses, but I pretty much know what that's going to get me. At least I know what it got me the last few times. Falsely charged, slandered, and imprisoned is what it got me. So I look at my willingness and reluctance to do certain things as being based on previous efforts that didn't work out all that well. I base my sense of detachment from what I see going on in the world around me as being based on inner controls that come from transmission stations deep within the inner dimensions of existence. I have to recognize my limitations. It was not always so. I once believed there weren't any, and that may be true under the right circumstances, but the right circumstances can be far and few between. This seems to be the big difference between the unbridled optimism of youth and the sage reticence of age. One learns, or as I so often find myself saying, one doesn't. That's what life is all about. You can tell yourself what you want to hear, but that doesn't change how it is. Life is about learning your lessons and what happens when you don't. It is also about what happens when you do. I cannot stress the relative importance of as above, so below. On this plane, ambitious, industrious, and yes, ruthless personalities pursue the high points in the temporal pecking order, and some percentage of them get that, and they have it for whatever period of possession is allotted to them, and that's pretty much it, except for the karmic follow-up. And some of us are ambitious and industrious, and yes, even relentless, I mean ruthlessly pursuant of the invisible. And we get back what we put into whatever we have sought after, be it sought from the counsels of light or the counsels of darkness. And it lasts forever or for some period of predetermined time, and that's it, except for the karmic follow-up. You know, I sit down most every Sunday at some point and record this radio broadcast. Sometimes it takes a great deal of preparation, and sometimes I just wing it. And sometimes it's somewhere in between the two. I don't get any kind of hourly rate for this. I suppose what I get is the karma of what follows after. I don't know if I am really being of any service or just pissing in the wind. I have to take it on faith. I hear good things from most people, and I raise all kinds of suspicious flags in the eyes of others. I can't let either be the all-or-nothing evidence of the truth of the matter. I look at the material, and I measure it against what I have found to be true, and I can only hope that what I have found to be true is true. It takes a great deal of faith to live on the promise of sustenance with no visible means of support. One never knows how long the challenges and tests are going to go on. I look at what happened to the pension plans of those who served the system and believed in the system and situations so many of them find themselves in these days. It has come to such a turn that the crocodile swine bankers can just steal the pensions of the workers in Detroit, and it seems to generate no protest whatsoever. None that we hear of, anyway. And who permits this? Judges sworn to the no-hide laws of the Zionist-occupied government of America permit it and rule for it. And those judges were appointed to their positions by politicians who were shoehorned into office after being bankrolled by bankers who stole the money to do so from the public. Besides that, they printed the money out of thin air based on nothing to back up its value. If it weren't for the good graces of Mr. Apocalypse, the slumbering masses would never awaken, and in an alarmingly short period of time, they would most likely drop down to all fours in some marvel of reversed evolution. In the minds of those serving the Prince of Darkness, the way is clear, and victory seems certain, except for that nagging sensation concerning the fact that everything is not going according to plan. They've been at this for a long time. In present times, everyone who enters the intelligence services is tested for psychopathy, and then they are taken into the system. The same applies to local and national police forces. Same applies to the educational system, from primary school to graduate studies. Same applies to every area of critical industry. Tests are performed to locate the proper candidates, and it's not just psychopathy they look for. They look for malleability and corruptibility. They look for behavior traits that are blackmailable at some later date. They look for whatever odds they can stack in their favor, because that is what they are all about, controlling the odds and the general public perception in every environment. And that is why they set up to take over the educational system, the financial systems, the legal systems, the political systems, the media, and the entertainment world. And they did all of this through currency manipulation, which they managed to gain control of through making it so that the central bankers could control the printing presses. We have to keep in mind that none of this would have been possible if the ineffable had not permitted it for the purpose of demonstration. This is the key reality that we must embrace as truth. Upon this, we must rest our faith in the promise of all our hopes. We must possess complete certitude that this is so and that the ineffable will find a way, because the ineffable resides in everyone. It resides in the good. It resides in the bad. It resides in the conscious and in the indifferent. At any point, the ineffable can throw a few switches and everything changes. The perceptions of everyone change. The circumstances of everyone change. Reality is plastic in the hands of the ineffable. Reality is anything the ineffable says it is in the twinkling of an eye. The power of the ineffable is limitless. The power of the ineffable is absolute, and the power of the ineffable is absolutely limitless. What does your mind tell you when you hear these words? Does it grasp the implications of what just got said, or do you see tilt showing up in your eyes when you look in the mirror, as if you bumped the pinball machine a little too roughly during a game? What I have just stated is true, but can the mind accept that? Some things are simply much easier for the heart to accept than the mind, and that is why in these times of material darkness, the recommended route of passage is bhakti yoga. This is what Prabhupada came to teach, but since we are in times of material darkness, his movement was soon corrupted by the usual tribe operatives and assorted flunkies. I don't hold with chanting Hare Krishna as being the only sure and certain way. I don't hold with any process or system of belief as being the only sure and certain way. I hold with all ways of pure devotion as being the sure and a sure and certain way. I even hold with no particular way whatsoever myself as being sure and certain. Well, I hold anything to be sure and certain if the practitioner is sure and certain. Like one of the good books says, faith is the substance of things unseen. I fully believe that. These are tense times. I note the amount of sociopaths and snakes who come around my blogs looking to get a rise out of me. It amuses me to play around with it from whatever angle suits me at whatever time it happens. I take none of it seriously, but I am aware of it taking place. The heat is on, as the song says, and the separation of parts as well as the coming together of parts is in progress as I speak. A whole lot of something is going on, but one thing is for sure. Hardly anyone sees it, and no one sees it in its totality. It is because we are blind in that glass darkly way. We don't see what is there to be seen while the truth is hiding in plain sight. And maybe that is because it is hiding inside of us, and too few of us seem inclined to look in that particular direction. We could not believe as fully as we need to unless we have our faith tested by trial. Think of all the times you were in dire circumstances when it appeared all hope was lost, or you were surrounded by danger on all sides. Perhaps it's difficult to recall the intensity of certain moments after all this time. In my own life, I've been in many situations of grave danger and on occasion faced with certain outcomes that had never before been different. In one case, I was facing a virtual life sentence in prison, and yet I was acquitted under a defense that forced me to prove my innocence. I was not innocent until proven guilty? No, I wasn't. I had to prove I was innocent, and I had zero capital for lawyers. I had only the assistance of a lawyer who had recently relocated to the area I was in, and who was taking public defender cases as he sought to build a private practice. There is no question but that the ineffable sent this man to me. I managed to prove my innocence, and I am the only one in the history of the law that has done so to this day. That's only one example of miraculous intervention in my life. I got plenty of reasons to believe, I can assure you, and I bring this up, not to toot my own horn, but for reasons of full disclosure. Excuse me, my throat keeps getting caught. Even with all the things that have happened to me, even with all the reasons to believe, I still have doubt. I have been assailed by it recently, and I share this with you so that you will know it is no crime to possess uncertainty in these uncertain times. We are all susceptible to it. There are assuredly the times that we are in that try men's souls, as the quote states. The blanket of darkness covers the earth as the summing up approaches, and we are all reduced to some level of insecurity. There are so very few of us that have the requisite faith necessary, and we must inevitably fall back upon the source of all faith to reassure us and restore us. We are all being tested and in some cases reduced to extremity in order to bring about the conscious divine rising within us. The wine press is in operation, and to paraphrase scripture, let those with faith and no vision continue to possess no faith and no vision, and let those who possess faith and vision continue to possess it. To each according to their level of belief, so it goes. One of my readers sent me something a few days ago, which I have thought of many times since. It was a poster with a dog, and the caption read, "Be the person your dog believes you to be." And I really liked that. It made me think, and it still does. I know how hard it can be to aspire each and every day and to keep on coming regardless of setbacks. I know about the sense of failure that comes whenever we let ourselves down and don't rise to the occasion as we know we should have done. I know how the years can weigh on the human heart and the pressure that comes to seek some kind of escape, any kind of escape from the torture of personal shortcomings. We are all prone to this. We all make any number of mistakes, and unless we can rise up and get back in the ring, all of our former efforts and all of our previous risings are for naught. We have to consider how much we have invested in getting as far as we have. But even more, we must consider how much has been invested in us, and at each turn be considerate of that and remember what we owe to the one who has made such an investment in us. God is our bank and we are God's bank, unless the world is our bank and we are the world's bank. The day will come when each and every one of us will have to stand and be counted according to what we accomplished in our time here. We will be asked about what happened to the investment that was made in us. It is no different than how it was told in the Bible about the three men who were given so many talents by their master and what happened when he returned to see what they had done with them. I keep asking myself, I keep expecting to get some kind of answer as to why people do not get it. They just don't get what's going on. I think about it and it occurs to me that people are simply blinded by passion, blinded by self-interest, blinded by fear, blinded by lies, blinded by one or the other of the myriad deceptions the world has to offer. Breaking free of all of this is a full-time job. And I want to be on record for my thanks to the divine for providing psychedelics at the right time to show me the true and certain way of things, for bringing me to the right books and the right people at the right times. For this and for so much more, I am truly grateful. Well, that time has come around again, the end of a broadcast, and I will see you next week if there is one, which I expect there will be for a while yet. Not that I would know. Until then, may the good Lord bless you and keep you till we meet again. That said, greetings, Lord Ganesha. Hare Krishna. Many thanks, Lady Nature and Tara. Hail, Lord Jesus Christ. Allah Akbar. Om Amitabha. Carry on, Bahu'ullah. Aloha and Haru. He's long and tall and slender, and he's got a walking stick. You'll be changed forever if you get hit by it. Coming for the Zionists and all their bankers too. And if you don't behave yourself, he's coming after you. There's no way to stop him. He can't be bribed or bought. And he's sweeter than the air in spring, meaner than you thought. You're the deer inside his headlights if you're the kind that hunts by night. And no one stays anonymous when they get you in his sights. Mr. Apocalypse is coming, oh yeah. He's rising into view just like the sun. He's bringing live and truth. He's bringing freedom. And a wake-up call designed for everyone. He's here. Mr. Apocalypse is here.
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the OnSync Radio Network of Stations.